30 books and years of experience as a coach, keynote speaker, and author. He has established a reputation for delivering dynamic and engaging presentations. This, combined with his work with prestigious organizations such as Astana Expo, World Economic Forum, and Google, has earned him a place among the most respected names in the industry. However, B. Ibrahim's impact extends far beyond the world of public speaking. He is also a philanthropist at heart, actively supporting numerous charitable projects and working tirelessly to make a positive impact in the world. Whether you're looking for an inspiring keynote speaker, a skilled public speaking coach, or an expert in the firm, Ibrahim Mustafa is the perfect choice. Don't miss the opportunity to book him for your next event and discover the difference for yourself. With his expertise and passion for public speaking, Ibrahim is sure to make a lasting impact on your audience and make you a great speaker. Welcome to the I Am Talkcast. My name is Ibrahim Mustafa, and I am your host for today. I just want you to know that we bring inspiring individuals, and our team is Visionary Voices to inspire you, to let you believe that, yes, you can start something. From where you are to where you want to get to, it's a journey. And today we have a special guest. And before I introduce our special guest, I want you to know that, yes, this is the I Am Talkcast. You can stream this live on LinkedIn, live on YouTube, live on Facebook, and all the platforms that you think and you know and you've heard that there are podcasts, be it Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and even my radio station, which is the I Am Radio. So with a rousing round of applause, let's welcome and have on stage our very own, the team lead for Travel Planners, Auntie Mercy, Rich Auntie, welcome.
Thank you.
Right.
Great.
Thank you very much. And I value what you do, and I believe in what you do. So we have you on stage here, and we are privileged to have you here today. Maybe you can talk a little about you, and the journey is small, then we'll get into the conversation. It's just family talks.
Oh my God, this is like secret from the chatbox. Anyway, right. So my name is Mercy. I'm into tourism, travel tourism. I chanced into this industry way back in right after secondary school. I worked with one of the top travel company in Ghana. I started off as a receptionist, and through my enthusiasm, my ability to do so many things in the industry or in the space, and also my I was a bit nosy in a good way, because I wanted to know what is it that people are traveling all the way from outside to come and see Cape Coast Castle. Why would people leave all the way from Accra to somewhere in Koforidua that probably some Ghanaians don't even value? So it started off with me. Sometimes I would just go to the throttle station, and depending on the sound from the mate, I just jump onto the vehicle that speaks to me. So you get to, let's say, Kaneshi or Rollins Park, and you hear, oh, Koforidua, Koforidua, or ho, ho, ho. The way it sounds to you, and this mate, they have a nice way of saying it to entice you. So I just got onto any of the vehicles that I felt like. I think the first time was in, I went to Ho, and I really enjoyed that place. So imagine people coming all the way just to go to Ho. We in Ghana, we have no idea what it was. So that was how it started for me. And I turned this into a business almost 10 years after.
Wow. It's powerful. And just being nosy and being curious can lead you to start your dream career in the travel and tour industry. So maybe a little about the Travel Planners now, then we'll go deeper, because I could remember that you, apart from that, you work in the industry, you also volunteered. And in one of the conversations, you made mention about how you travel to Burkina and other places.
Yes, adventure.
Yes, adventure.
Adventure. Okay, that was really adventurous. It was four of us. We decided to just explore to neighboring countries.
Yeah.
And so we did a road trip
Right.
from Accra through the north, Tamale, Borga, and then we went on to Burkina
Right.
Faso. And then we went on to through Burkina North. In fact, that was the first time I saw the blue skin colored blacks. So it was really amazing to see that apart from what we know as light skin and dark skin, there were people that had blue colored. So that was really interesting. Then from there we went all the way to Mali, came down to we did quite a lot. But let me just swing back to travel planners. So after my escapades and journeys and everything, I mean, people were seeing pictures on Facebook, you know, like, wow, this is interesting. You are really exploring. We just like you. We like how you are just making it so attractive. And I had a friend who together we decided to do at least half of the 50 states in the US. We ended up doing only 9 states. And out of the 9 states, the pictures we posted on social media at that time was only Facebook. The pictures we posted on Facebook and the interactions I got, I was like, okay, this is where I'm entering. I'm not leaving tourism. And so from there, we registered travel planners. The name is quite interesting. We kept playing with different names, then we came up with travel planners. So we started off as a ticketing company. We started off as a ticketing company. We'll do tickets for people traveling to domestic travel, which is Accra, Kumasi, Accra, Tamale, Accra, Sunyani, those days with Amtrak. And then we went into international ticketing, and that included the Accra, New York, Accra, London, that kind of thing. At a point in time, we saw that some of our clients, by the time we realized they are in Tamale. So we look at our records, they didn't book with us. Have we lost those clients? So in touching or reaching back to our customer just to find out what is happening, we realized they were now booking online. So they go online, mobile money was now up. They go online, they book, and they pay by mobile money. God, are we going to go out of business? We need to find another way to survive. So that was when I reached back into my archives and I realized, no, you've been traveling, you put together packages for people, people have come and gone. Why don't you turn this whole package around and offer to your customers? Fortunately, we had a client who had traveled to Dubai. Well, he was actually on his way to the US and he had a long layover in Dubai. So he called and said, oh, with this long layover, what can I do in Dubai? And I was like, okay, this is it. So we looked at what he could do. Of course, you can't go to Dubai and not do the desert safari. Apart from the desert safari, what else can he do? So we offered him two packages, the desert safari and then ski in Dubai. This guy came out with so many pictures and his friends started calling us. The next thing, we started packaging trips, and we did our first group trip, which was really fun. Then we did our second group trip. The first one was about 26 people, and then the second one we had 15. Now these two groups were dynamic. The first one was a corporate, and so you have to look at it from the corporate's point of view. What do they want to achieve on that travel? Of course, they wanted to have a bonding time. They wanted to rejuvenate, so we have to scale down the itinerary to fit them. Then we had an all-girls group who want to just get away from everything else, and that was a seller. So you know how women are. So we did only 15 just to test the market, and we came back and we had endless calls, endless messages, lots of referral, and that was how we delve into holiday vacations.
This is powerful. I want to say powerful. This is powerful. So, if you are listening to her, she's Madame Mercy. We call her the rich auntie. Rich auntie. And on your screen is the Travel Planners, GH. So when you go online on social media, just check on Travel Planners GH. And as I'm speaking, I've used them to do just three, four trips.
Yeah.
Right. And I've recommended them and they will never disappoint you. So we'll talk about some of the packages. So, but yes, before that, I want my audience to, before you talk about some of the packages, let me see whether I can also nose dive and get some of the. So you see different packages that they do. We'll talk about the packages, but you can see this one in particular, I'm much more interested in the South Africa deal because it's like the ambassador, or they are much particular on this. Yeah, because I think the first or second one I was also part of it.
Talk about
Dubai and stuff and all those things. Maybe just tap it on with some of the packages as I look for fun pictures of people who are creating opportunities, and they'll be able to get to do more.
Yeah.
What are some of the packages that you offer?
Okay, so we offer trips within Ghana.
Yes.
For Ghanaian and the diaspora coming into town. We offer UAE, United Arab of Emirates. Our stronghold is Dubai. We offer South Africa. We offer Tanzania or Zanzibar as a package. We offer Singapore, Tanzania, and Kenya. We are still adding on countries. What we do is we try to venture into the country, get to know the product well before we come out and repackage it and sell out to people. So these are some of the countries we do so far. We are still building on them.
So, yeah, still building on them. But if you can see on your screen, you will get to see the paparazzis and my mama.
The slayers.
The Haji.
Yeah.
Haji's and all the great packages. So you can see. I like this place. I love this because the carnivore.
Yes.
Like, if you try to go to Kenya, just try to do the carnival. And this package is one of the best because you get to explore two countries. Couple of the fact that Singapore and also Dubai is there. But me, I like this one because of the meat.
Yes. Actually, this is one of our best sellers.
Yeah.
Because you get to experience, I mean, we have other tours where you get to experience two countries, but it looks like Kenya, Dubai is like our top chart. In the subsequent year, we are going to do something with South Africa, and then we are going to now look at which one is really our top seller.
Yes, that's fine. So before we talk a little about business, see this Jack.
Charlie. He's so living his life.
I think that this is what corporate organizations. I'm looking for the one you did the Fabulous Girls Out Hangout.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Go down a bit. Okay. Go down a bit. So, yeah. Keep going. Okay. So it starts from. Go up a bit, I think. Sorry, you need to go
up. I can see the t-shirt.
Yeah. Okay, so, no, up a bit. Okay, so it starts from, that one.
This one?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
I don't know whether it's an
album.
Yeah, I don't know whether picture. It's an album or it's just one picture.
Okay, Mama G.
This was really fun, and to date For all our groups, we create a WhatsApp group page for each one of them.
Yeah.
And this group is still like active, like the trip was just yesterday. We are still sharing memories, talking about some of, and giggling most of the time. And that's what connectivity networking is all about.
Yeah. So you can see the trip. I'm at Duncan. She's doing amazing with her girl group and stuff. So wherever you are, we give you two shots. Hello,
you too.
You do all. What's that? Right. So it's so important. Yeah, this is important to me because I feel like we don't explore too much in terms of all we think about is, let me just get my small money, go and build somewhere.
Yeah.
And buy a plot. At the end of the day, Guru Boys will go and take the plot. Then you frustrate and die. But if you have that experience, so maybe talk about it, the mindset. Why do we need to take trips like this?
Okay. So thank you so much. And I really love it when they ask me this kind of question. I think this is where we get to enlighten people.
Yeah.
We realize people work so hard, so hard, and they don't really get time for themselves. Yeah. Some will work and they're entitled to, let's say, 15 working days off.
Yeah.
Now, when you get these 15 working days off, what do? All you are thinking about is your project. I have 15 days off. I will rest in the morning. I'll go to my project in the afternoon. And, I've run out of cash. And it becomes stressful. You are thinking of where the next cash is going to be. Come on. There's more life to building projects, just taking 15 days in this. Sleep. Of course, sleep is good, but then you can do it differently.
Yeah.
You actually need a break from your daily routine. Okay. So if you take breaks from your daily routine, you come back rejuvenated, you come back new, you come back with fresh ideas. Now, how do you take this break? You can take it locally, you can take it internationally. You can do something off the beat that you don't normally do.
Yeah.
So it's very important that people take breaks. They change their scenery. Because when you travel, it can be locally, it can be international. When you travel, you get to have more mindset or different mindsets about how to approach stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. For instance, we're hosting a group from the US, and then we had to take them through the cultural activities of Ghana. So we tell them, okay, drink more water, which is common because you are in a tropical country. Number two, you can say hi to somebody. It's okay. But don't ever raise the middle finger because culturally, it's an insult here.
Yeah.
So they go back with that mindset. Oh, when you travel in Africa, they have a different mindset about the forefinger. So we don't use it here. The same way I get to travel to Dubai and I'm asking myself, what is here in Dubai that everybody is coming? I see a desert. It's just a vast land. What can I do with it? Oh, they drive, they do dune bashing. People are excited. They are laughing and everything. These are how to help you change your mindset about what you have and how you can change it to be something valuable.
Yeah.
So you come back to work and you put all this input in. You need a break because at the end of the day, next of kin will come and enjoy what you did not enjoy. Okay. Your next of kin is there. He didn't know. The person doesn't know the struggle you went through to bring what you are handing them to them. And so you need to enjoy and leave some for the next of kin. At least you get to leave some. But you've already enjoyed some. Enjoyment means taking some portion for yourself, taking time for yourself, taking some activities on your own, and come back refreshed, rejuvenated.
Great. So these are powerful words, and you need to take that fresh breath. You need to explore, you need to see. And above all, like me, when I travel, I feel like I need to get new ideas. I need to meet different people. I need to, I can't even mention a number of people who followed you to Dubai and have seen different business ideas that they are now even doing full time. So if you are home, don't just think that, it's about, you need to have money to travel. You need to do this. The first time I followed your team to Dubai, and I came back. And sometimes I like to give people pressure, so I just posted the picture, and I was like,
I like that pressure.
Yes, yes. I captioned it in a way that I said, please stop thinking everything is all about cement and blocks or plots. Also, see the world, change your mindset. It's cheap. Mm-hmm. It's much cheaper. Yes, it's much more cheaper to travel to Dubai than even to lodge in some of the hotels in Ghana.
Well,
for 1 week. I'm telling you, it's much more cheaper to, I'm not going to mention hotels, but if I'm even pushed to mention hotels, right? And we'll talk about that in the next chapter. Well, okay. If I'm doing 2 weeks in Kempinski or 1 week in Kempinski or any of the hotels, like in Ghana here, right? The same 1 week that I'm lodging there, the amount can take me to Dubai and back. Lodging and back. Four-star hotel and stuff.
Yes. So please. Yes. Meet new people, do all kinds of stuff.
Stuff, yes. And also, so you are also encouraging the local. You do local too?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And you can see the bridge of
Adome Bridge.
Yes. So you do this, and sometimes I know there are a lot of challenges doing this local. Because costs, it's all about cost of transport, cost of hotels, you need to renegotiate. Yeah. You book hotels, you go, they say that someone has come to take them and all those stuff. So maybe you can highlight on some of the challenges so that maybe together we can start thinking about how we can make tourism attractive in Ghana.
Okay. So, well, the challenges in the industry is very enormous, but then you need to build relationships.
Yes.
For some of these things to work. So first off, people don't know that you can book and be paying in bits instead of having to pay the full amount.
Okay.
For instance, if we have, let's say, a trip anywhere in the world, any of our packages,
right?
You don't need to bring the full amount. You bring a deposit, what we call commitment. Right. That commitment goes to secure either a hotel, goes to secure either an airline. Now, we allow you to take your time to pay for the rest in bit. And then we give you a deadline to finish. So we've gone past where you have to go to your bank and empty your account to pay for a trip. We've gone past that. The second challenge we have, which we are still fixing, is especially Ghanaians, we book late. Where other, our competitors outside, they know they are traveling next year, December. So they start booking, they start looking from December all the way to February. By February, they book their flight because they are traveling next year, December or November. We are in December and it's a peak period. You won't believe that we have people calling us at this late that we want to join your Xmas trip.
Wow.
And we work with airlines, we work with hotels, they have deadlines. As much as we can go ahead and pay on your behalf, we don't even know your name. So until you come and make your commitment, we cannot make the full payment to the airline. Yeah. So that's one of the challenges as well. The other challenge is, it's very common that you book a bus, the bus comes and it's a different kind of bus. I mean, you've gone to inspect the bus. You know, this is the bus I've booked. My people are going to have the fun. So you go back in your office, you plan how the fun is going to be on the bus. We believe in giving people the fun once they leave home. So the fun starts from the bus all the way till we get to where we are going.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, the bus comes and it's not the one I inspected. It's not the one I paid for. At that last minute, you are in a fix. You can't cancel the trip. So that's one of the huge challenges we have. Another one is customer service. You get to the destination, you've tried to put all these people together, they've come, they are coming to have fun. You get to the destination and customer service is like, it's like pulling hair from your nose. Phone may not work, you have to trot up and down from reception to the room, air conditioning may not be working, staff may be moody,
I swear.
It's a whole lot.
It's a whole lot.
That you have normal government changes like exchange rates. So now people are being cautious on quoting in CDs because the rate will change tomorrow.
It will change.
The hotel will lose. The bars will lose. Of course, we've managed to go into an agreement with some of these service providers to maintain whatever they give us. That way we are able to offer them to people when they come and without even giving them, the prices have gone up, the prices have changed. Nobody wants to have that kind of experience or that kind of storyline when they are working with you. Yes. So those are some of the challenges we have.
This is Dubai Shopping Festival, and this happens every year. Don't wait to $500. This simply means that you can go, it covers your visa, your hotel, and how you do it. Daily breakfast, whereby you eat, you carry small. Afternoon, you quench them. That's it. So, and it covers. So once you go there, you start to change your mindset. You start to think about things that you can do, the impossibilities. Mm-hmm. You start to, and one of the reasons why I just love Dubai was our first trip. You know, the second trip that I followed you to Dubai, I was not active, too active when some of the going out because I was doing my own thing.
And
from the tour guide, your from your side, the guide you selected, right? The story he shared about Dubai.
Can you imagine? Passion,
the Amir, the Sheikh, like he was speaking like,
he's getting into the story.
It's the story, like, so you feel the story, and it was inspirational. He talks about how even the Sheikh Rashid Al Maktoum, wherever he is, we give him two shots, right?
We did it too.
How inspirational he is, and some of the things that they believe in. So it gives you that sense. You get that opportunity, and you just sit down, you sleep sometimes, even though sometimes some of we, those who are following you, how we stress you, he's lying down, you are tired. If you let's go to the there's a party. Some Mama G is coming out, like go and do makeup and all those things. No stress. So book of them. I'm telling you, you never regret. I want to come up with one trip that I saw, which is also passionate to me. And actually, you're doing well. Which is the Maha, and then begin the year in Maha Beach.
Yes,
there's a beach there.
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe you can talk about it a little.
So this trip is really exciting for us because we were in Maha on Farmers Day weekend. We had so much fun. And so some of the people who posted on their status, they're getting information on when is the next trip. And so we sat down with Maha and we told them, what can we do? So not everybody goes to 31st night service. Some will want to go somewhere else. So maybe we can end the year in Maha and start a new year again in Maha. That's how the package name came about. So with this one, we are ending the year in Maha. So 30th we go, 31st we have, 31st we have this exciting activities planned where you'll have live band, they will have more like a church service entering into the Lumba Days kind of thing, you know, the kind of fun people. So they will have live band, they will have a DJ. Well, they will have a DJ on site. So after the live band, the DJ takes over. So this one is like Until Mama Calls, Stay on the Dancing Ground.
Let's go.
Now, if your feet are tired, you just climb up to the cinema and watch some nice movie or for free. Okay.
Great.
Now, if you want to get yourself really prepared for 2024, you just book the spa. And then you enter the spa, they massage you, give you that spa treatment. Then we all enter 2024 in that new, vibrant, say, Ibrahim, all massaged up, danced the night before ending 2023. Now we've entered 2024. What's up, man? Let's just jam it. You have all the fun. Then we go on to the Maha village where they have so many activities planned. Yeah. And these are activities that you haven't really put into consideration what it does for you.
Yeah.
You meet other people. It's a form of networking, teamwork, team building with them. But once you leave there in your mind, you're like, okay, if I'm working with somebody and I drop the ball, what happens to the transaction going on? It means we've lost sale. We've lost the business. So these are some of the things that come up when we have the team bonding. It's kind of fun anyway, but when you put it into perspective, it's a way to help you broaden your horizon and your scope and your thinking skills.
Powerful, powerful. Yes. And I love this in the way that you're looking at the local tourism industry and you're making it possible for people to see that the opportunities here, you can actually go somewhere. If you don't have that time to go to Dubai, to fly to Dubai and stuff,
no.
You have a company, you have an organization, you can still do the Maha Beach experience, you can still do like parts of Volta, you can still do maybe the northern part of it. So, yeah, there.
Coming up.
Great. So, they just reach out to them on their if you want to find out their next trip, the best place is just go to their Instagram page and also send them messages, and you will never regret following them and being part of their family. So you can see a lot of experiences, a lot of opportunities, a lot of organizations coming on board. So if you have your staff, please also invest in them. Don't wait for them to go on pension. Give them a clock. That time is over.
You know, recently we are getting more of those, and we want to encourage corporate companies to do that.
Yes,
I think for the last year we've had a lot of companies reaching out. I'm booking my staff to go with you. It's an incentive for the staff.
Yes,
it's a huge incentive for the staff.
Wow. I personally feel like one of the places to I want staff people to go to of their staff is Johannesburg, Gold Reef City.
Oh my God!
There, it's about bare money, bare man. It's about man to man, right?
No, but the interesting thing is, Gold Reef City has everything for somebody.
Yes.
So whether you are old, whether you are young, whether you are a toddler, there's something for everyone. I think in all my travels, it's one of my top places. I know why you are saying it's not easy.
I was just seeing the whole sky, only the sky. And I was telling myself in my local dialect, oh, I died from a shinchuba. Not easy.
Next one, I'm going to dare you to do the anaconda ride.
But it's like, no, I didn't do that one. No. That time, you know, the thing was that I didn't goodbye my house witches. So when I saw
this time, we will goodbye them. We will tell them, okay, we need a break for 1 week.
Because
you see, we have something like this.
That particular anaconda or whatever it is, that name, if you do it and you show pictures or videos of it to your house witches, they will not even try you again.
No, before your house witches will see it, your house pastors will see it. So they will have prayed for you.
I'm saying that if they see it, they will not even try you. They will just leave your matter give you. Because, and it's kind of like you build your mindset.
Yeah,
you dare yourself. Yeah. You let yourself know that if you are doing business and challenges come, you need to be tough. You need to be tough in your mind, mentally, and all those things. And there are activities that will toughen your mindset. So if you have an organization, I want you to just reach out to them and also give your people that opportunity. And you see, the other thing is that once you take on these trips, you build loyalty of your staff.
Yes,
you build honesty. Exactly. They exactly. know each other now, and they feel like they're working for something.
Yes.
So if you don't give them this opportunity, someone is working for you. The only thing you can do is 100 CD increments every month or every year. Why would they
then, and then wall clock.
Wall clock. That,
ship, we change wall clock to bag of rice.
Bag of rice. Ship dealer will say that's in a chum. A chum. So that's it. That's travel planners. Mm. So let's talk about, we'll still talk about more about the travels and the opportunities. But this is I Am Talkcast, and we have two partners now. We have LCD Writing Tablets, that's I Am Store. This Christmas, don't do rich auntie, rich uncle, and use 419 format to dodge the kids. They say, oh, come, you got to buy some toffee. No, please give them something much more reasonable. So reach out to I Am Store. This is the LCD Writing Tablets. Get it. Give it to your kids and let them enjoy Christmas. If you cannot send them to any nice place, give them gifts. And next year, plan and send them to Dubai. Right? We also have, plan and send them to Dubai. We also have Magas Homes, and they build luxury homes and apartments in Ghana. So if you want that luxurious home, if you have that small plot of land, I don't want to build it at a Kwame there. And do it and do it well.
One comfort.
Yes, one comfort. Yes, they have their products or projects in East Legon Hills, different parts, Chado, and you can also, they do sales and they build. So you can reach out to them. Let's get back to travel planners. So if you want to travel, if you want to plan your travel, the name is Travel Planners, right? So get in touch. And make sure that you also move from that local champion.
And let's start planning.
Right. That vibe, because life is too short. Also see the world. And I love this quote. You are not a tree. Move. And you've done this for quite a long time.
Yes.
And I remember you once mentioned that there was a... Is it an exhibition or women from US? There was this project. So they came all the way from US to Ghana to do that. I don't know whether I can still remember that story.
It was University of Michigan.
Yes.
University of, I don't know if the same thing, but University of Michigan sent their students, and we went through the normal routine, which is Accra, Cape Coast, Kumasi, and then we added Tamale.
Wow.
And Tamale was like the last minute add-on. It turned out to be their top fan.
Wow.
Because we took them to the process where they got to see the leather bag.
Okay.
The process from beginning to end.
Wow.
They became so excited seeing how it's processed, and then eventually we have this nice bags. And I see the hat you have behind you. They had the opportunity to also try their hands on it. It was really fun. It was a last minute added on destination, but it turned out to be their best, and they kept talking about it. We went to Mole. We went to the cultural village where they learned how to do the shea butter from beginning to end.
Wow.
So that was also another exciting activities we had with them.
Great. So this also just informs you, if you are part of government of governance, to let you know that we can set up to do more and create more opportunities using tourism. Because once people come and see this, they want to come back again.
Yeah.
And once they come, they create opportunities for young people. They like hotels, everything is booked, transportation, and once they come, the volume of the place keep increasing. And there's a simple secret that Dubai is using. We can also set up, do the right investment, bring the right people like Mama G Messi and other people who are already into this system to give you ideas.
Yeah.
It's all about ideas so that we can do more. And I also want to dive in Parliament to go on a trip. All of them, they should come to Travel Planners, and you send them on a trip to other Dubai or even part northern parts, you travel them across the country. These are things we can do to help our nation and do more. So let's talk a little about you. You are the team lead, you are the boss of Travel Planners, but you had a beginning. And from maybe when you were at the barracks and how things were. Yes, touch a little about that so that we get to know like how you've come from, where you come from, and by case where you are going to.
Okay. Okay, so yes, I grew up in the barracks, but I'm not your typical barracks girl. People hardly see me anyway. And when I say I'm not a typical barracks girl, you won't see me all over the place.
Yeah.
It's strange how when work started, you see me all over the place, social media and physically. And growing up in the barracks, well, I went to school there. Growing up in the barracks, I was more of a quiet type, shy type. And I was fortunate to have an uncle who likes reading.
Wow.
He loves to read. And Uncle Roland will have John Gresham. He will have a couple of books, but then he roped me into reading John Gresham a lot. And so anything relating to law, videos, movies, books, I'm there. So at some point, my parents were like, oh, she's going to be a lawyer. And then when I got the opportunity to enter Agri Memorial School in Cape Coast, I was sent to a general arts class. And general arts is more like the road map to becoming a lawyer at that time. Now, interestingly, the first day was okay. Then the third day was okay. The fourth day, a French teacher enters the class and I realized French is part of the subject. Master, me and French, we are not friends. And so what am I doing here? So I think that day was like a shaker. We went to dining and I wasn't really myself. It's like my spirit is just gone. So from the dining hall, I had to fake I was sick and went back to the dormitory. And I kept thinking, can I do this? Do I really want to be a lawyer? Is this the only way to become a lawyer? So I started thinking through. The following day, I entered a business class and I sat in. And then they mentioned register. My name was not mentioned. I kept quiet and I sat in. For the rest of the 2 days I was in, the following week came, I was in that class. Then we're like, okay, now we are going to split into the various major subjects. So the class I entered was more of an accounting. It was mixed with accounting and secretarial duties.
Yeah.
So when they called the secretarial duties, I went to check the subject line. And then I followed them to their class. So when we got there, they started asking. In general, we're talking about anything, nothing at all related. Because the teacher wanted to know where we stand and then where you can start from. I was very vocal. I was responding to almost everything. And then they were like, okay, so you'll be our class rep for the term. So in becoming the class rep, I didn't realize I was going to be the class rep for the entire period we were there in school. Now, putting you at the top as a rep gave you some weight that you have to act a certain way, behave a certain way. You have to be in some line with the teachers so you can be in class on time and everything. So that really shifted and molded me differently.
Right.
Then I left school. I was like, okay, we have a whole year ahead of us and I'm not doing anything. So I opted to use the typing skills I got. And my former school, I started typing their questions for exams. So I was like typing for them and getting paid.
Wow.
So right after secondary school, I got a job typing for them and getting paid. Then a colleague invited me to his office and I went. And at that time, the boss at that time was looking for a receptionist. So I got there and I greeted, and with my smile and everything, the woman was like, Hey, how are you? I like your smile. What do you do? I said, oh, I just completed school, waiting for my result. Would you want to work with us? I'm like, what? So I put in my application and I was employed. I took
Wow.
the application and said, this document here is not the one offering you the job. It's your smile. So straight away, I don't know how it works. I'm always happy. Even when I'm sad, I'm crying or laughing through. So it's
Yeah.
difficult to know. Well, it's difficult for people to know when I'm sad or when I'm angry or, but then I try not to stay in that moment for long. So yes, my smile won me my first job. And through that job, I rose through the ranks from receptionist to a reservation personnel to a logistics person, and then all the way to almost like a manager for
Wow.
operations. Yes, so that has been the
Yeah.
road.
Great road, great strides, and just a smile can change someone's day. Just a smile can get you
Change
a job.
everything.
Great,
Yes.
great.
Yes.
And that is impressive. And you've now transitioned with that smile, and you give that smile to almost all the customers that you work with.
It light, and I give the light back to people around me.
Yes, and anyone who uses your services, it's like they become a family
Yes, very
to you.
important.
And yes.
Very important.
Captain, what in it, like in all that you do with your childhood experiences of the law lawyer that never was, to the receptionist, smiling receptionist, and all those things, and the typing experiences. Can you m briefly mention a moment in your life that you feel like this was my lowest? Yeah.
Yes. So when Travel Planners was born,
Yeah.
and then we started having clients, I think we have worked up to 6 or 7 months, and then GRA came in. And
Wow.
it's like you are doing something that you have no idea what next to do or who to fall to. So they came in and they're like, oh, you need to pay tax. And I was like, okay, we need to pay tax, but how is it done? And then they slapped me a bill of some huge amounts.
Wow.
And a group I had already booked, like tickets, decided they are no more traveling. And interestingly, GRA had captured all this, and they are on your neck to pay. How getting them to understand that, listen, this trip is booked and paid for. They are no more going. We have to apply rules, airline rules, to refund the money and everything. They said, no, you still have to pay because the money has gone through your account. So that was like, okay, is this the best decision? Am I ready for it? The next one was when COVID hit. And I always say we were jobless.
Wow.
All the travel industry were, because planes were not moving, we're
Moving.
sleeping in a hotel. It was just a mess. So that was when I'm like, okay, if we can make it through COVID, it means we are meant to stay and
Yeah.
grow. If we don't make it through COVID, it means it's the end. And that
Wow.
was like a tough reality to hit you.
Wow.
At some point during COVID, for that 9 months, it was more like, okay, this is the end. We need to start writing applications. We need to start looking for other opportunities. We need to start. It was all blocked.
Wow.
Then again, one day, I think I woke up and I saw a message on my phone about, we like what you are doing with your social media space. And so we want to partner with you once COVID is over. That partnership alone was enough to tell you that, hey, there's life at the end of the
Tunnel.
tunnel. There's light there, and that light is either you dim it or you make it shine. So we
Wow.
took the opportunity, and that was when we really increased our marketing strategy at that time on social media to bring us
Wow.
out. Yes.
This is
We have
inspiration.
lots of partnership with other organizations.
More yet to come. So if you are an MBZ too, you want people to see your country, you are an ambassador, you need to show workings. You need to let people know. Through partnership of travel planners, I think you can get that done, because more people get to see your country and especially Suriname, the ambassador, she's a woman, and she's just working hard to get recognized in Ghana. So I think that a partnership, will be much more interesting. Yes, they're called Suriname. So that's great. Maybe you touch on a little of the success stories. We've seen the lowest. Let's go to the highest.
Yes.
And we'll cap it up.
Okay. So we've had amazing times and we've had great success story. One of them is partnership with other agencies. So today, Travel Planners is partner to Dubai Tourism. We are partners to South Africa Tourism. We are working our way with Ethiopia Tourism. We haven't reached there yet, but it's so close. We've partnered with some journalists to come up with some nice packages and other stuff. Within the tourism fraternity, we have partnership with other tour operators, because we believe in collaborating with each other to move forward. We've partnered with most of the airlines to bring you some of the exciting trips that you see. Today, we are recognized by Emirates Airlines and Kenya Airways. And just recently, Ethiopian Airways recognized us as well. So we are making strides and we are getting there. University of Cape Coast also decided to put us in the spotlight for their final year students. So I give a talk on for their final year students before they go out on an internship, and it has really worked for us. A lot has happened for us.
A lot has happened. A lot is yet to come.
Yes,
we'll still do more, and So this is quite impressive, and I love the dream, and I love the way you do your things and stuff. Yeah, and that's why I just want you to share this story to let people know that if you want to travel, do the right way. If you want to travel, make sure you do the right way. Don't go and see someone instead of the person just in some corner will take your money, and at the end of the day, Janin Jaka. Don't know what the person is. Yes. Yeah, and you need to do it right. You need to don't be just to travel. Build your travel history.
Travel should be relaxing.
It should be something that you should love doing. You don't need to get the type of traveling you go in and feel like you are a criminal. Hold the passport. When I'm holding my passport and you see my passport, you say, "Hey, who is this guy? Where is he going to?" And even if they ask you a question, you can. When we were going to the South Africa, at the airport, I almost had a fight. Because the guy looked at my passport and said, what do you do? I said, I'm a public speaking coach. The guy said, what is coach? Coach, and what is that? You are just traveling around the world. Then I said, Master, is that your problem? How is that your problem?
You see,
just because I built my travel history, so don't go and pay like 200,000 to some agent.
No, see the
continent, see the world. And once you see the world, I think you are good to go for ideas and stuff. It's travel
planning. And I'll pick something from what the guy asks you. Are you traveling the world? As you travel, you build your confidence.
Yes.
So somebody picks your passport and asks you, what's your name? The confidence in which you mention your name, it's extremely good. But we realize that those who have not traveled before, sometimes they start shaking. So the confidence level is a bit low. So you see how yours was, I'm a travel coach. I'm a public speaking coach. So that way now, one can say, why do you do that? There's no, they're not going to be, probing and asking you as if you've lost your way and you ended up there.
So finally, your final words of inspiration, then we cap it up.
Okay. So finally, I want travelers to know that you can travel anytime you want and you can plan ahead. We've gone past the period where you have to gather all the money before you travel. We are in a period where you book ahead and you take your time to pay. And that's what travel planners is advocating for. And we've termed it Susu Travel. So once you sign up to our Susu Travel, you travel with ease, you travel with comfort, you travel with peace of mind, and with no rush or stretching your financial books. Okay. You need to book with the right agencies. You need to check on them. You need to make sure you are booking with the right person who has a knowledge base of what you want to do or where you want to go, so they can advise you accordingly. And also, don't make the effort of trying to do it yourself. You are not a professional. You will end up spending more. Deal with a professional who will make sure your holiday vacation is top-notch and you're not paying more. Okay? And Travel Planners is your plug for this. Yes, we also guarantee that your travel. We guarantee that you travel safe, you travel on budget. And if you want to really explore, have fun, you join any of our group trips. Yes, we do trips for families as well. We do trips for corporates and then also family individuals like husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend. You just call on us and then we sort you out.
Great. Don't worry, but if you send side chicken, they catch you. That's on your own. Great. I don't want to flag like this. This is a fire. Look at how beautiful it is.
Right? Yes.
Go yes. Have fun. Make sure you enjoy. It's Travel Planners. Thank you very much. This is I Am Talkcast, streaming live on Instagram, streaming live on LinkedIn, streaming live on YouTube, streaming live on Facebook, streaming live on I Am Radio. And also, this is going to go on live on all the podcast platforms. So just type I Am Talkcast, Travel Planners, and you on Google and you see whatever it is. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
You so
I believe
Thank
in you,
so
and
much.
I believe in the power of your dreams. Let's do Thank this, Ghana. Let's do this, Africa.
Yes.
Planners.
Let's see the world.
Let's plan.
Yes.
The voice is that Travel Planners is coming.
Yes. Mm-hmm.